Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson!
Let me get it right. Oh, Lord, man. Y'all just don't know what I've been through today. Wow. Hey, welcome back, y'all. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Everybody got full off turkey. Some of y'all probably still eating a lot of turkey, but it's okay. Somebody's got to eat it, right? That's right. Now, let's see. Today, Monday, Open Mic Monday, after a long holiday. Ooh, man, I bet we got some things we need to talk about. And you know what? I know I got some. Because, you know, y'all just don't know. I just heard some things here, and we're going to have to talk about this because it just shows me a lot about where we're going as far as this country. But you know what? Before I do anything else, y'all know what I got to do. I got to go on and get my commercial in. So I'll see y'all in about a minute and a half. Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have red tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid. You hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take call-in orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out. All right. Welcome back. Once again, this is Blog Talk. Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Now, if you want to join in the conversation, that's no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Okay, I need to say that a little slower. Okay. 347-838-8622. Or, you know what you can do also? What you can do is join me in my chat room. Just sign into your local media site, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you there, too. And then, you know, you can follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Yeah. So those are three ways we can go on to get our communication thing on here. Now, before we go any further, man, I tell you. I got to tell y'all, boy, I'm tired right now because I literally just got back in from the state of Florida. So, I'm working both ends right now, working both ends of it. But you know what? We're going to have us another great show because I'm good like that. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But I really do hope everybody had a very happy Thanksgiving. And you did give thanks for the people and the things that make you happy. That you love. Okay, that's good. And we want to send our prayers out to Charlotte and her family. Right now she's having an illness, so, you know, keep her in your prayers as well. Now that we have all administrative stuff out of the way, let's go on and get on with Let's go on and get on with Open Mic Monday. Like I say, you got something you want to talk about that happened since Thursday? Well, since, well, really, last Monday? That's the last time we talked with last Monday. So I know some things that went on that we need to talk about. Right? So, no problem. Y'all want to talk about it? Give me a call, 347-838-8622, and we can get this thing going. But what I'm finna talk about, check this out. Oh, man. I'm going to make y'all laugh right off the bat. You know, there was a man jailed for 5 days for assaulting his wife with his penis after she refused to have sex with him. Now, yeah, no way. That's a heck of a thing to start off a show with, ain't it? Now, you know, I'm sitting here right now picturing this, you know, him just, how is he assaulting her? Is he taking it and just beating upside the head with it? Or, you know, is he just, man, I'm saving that one. Okay. I'm just saying, that's a little something that came to me. Now, okay. But speaking of big dickheads, let's talk about Rush Limbaugh, okay? You know, because I just heard something Rush Limbaugh was saying on the radio as I was pulling up. And, you know, he played a snippet from the Soul Train Music Awards. Now, what he doing listening to that, I don't know. But apparently, Jamie Foxx, last night, got up and said some words. And, of course, you know, someone looking for anything they can find wrong with anything somebody's saying, Rush Limbaugh, he found something. Now, apparently, from what I heard from the snippet, Jamie Foxx said, give it up, but Jesus, give it up to the Lord and Savior, right? Now, only thing happened was, instead of making that pause in between and saying, and Barack Obama, he just said, Barack Obama. Y'all see what I'm getting at? So now Rush Limbaugh is insinuating that Jamie Foxx has now removed one of the Trinity and put Barack Obama, the president, in his place. So now he's claiming that everybody's beginning to worship Barack Obama. Now, I'm just telling you what I heard, okay? And this is why it wasn't 10 minutes ago. You know? And why are we even still going through this mess, man? Huh? And I was thinking about this. Check this out. Now, when it comes to elections and all this good stuff, let's think about this. Everybody's on different sides. We fighting. We stand across the street and fight each other and what have you. But if you get somebody in a football game, a big gigantic stadium, 100,000 people, and I don't care what side you're on, everybody's rooting together. Everybody working together then for that team that's out there on the field, right? So why can't we do that in politics? You know, at the end of the game, everybody's happy, good game, blah, 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 and we're rolling out. You know, and then we wait till next week. So why can't we get that done in politics? I'm just saying, you know, just some of the things I'm noticing, that's right. I may be wrong, and, you know, I know some of y'all probably got y'all theories on it, you know, but if that's so, let me know about it. Let me know, 348-838-8622. And, you know, we can talk about that thing. But, you know, I you know, it's just amazing how you have to really watch what you say today, because everything you say can be twisted and angled to mean something else when that's not your original meaning. Now, don't get me wrong. I know it's been done other ways, too, you know, on the other side as well. But, you know, I'm not really feeling any of those. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, you know what they mean. And then, you know, at the Soul Train Music Awards, you know, I don't even watch it, so I don't know. I'm just going, I'm going to have to YouTube it and double check this, because I find that really, really
What word can I use for that? Naive, dumb, picky, antagonistic. I don't know, man. Just crazy. That's what I'm saying it is. It's just crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you. So, what did some of y'all do on your Thanksgiving holiday? Huh? I know, man. I went to Florida, man, and I had a great time. You know, I took my mini-me with me, and we had a ball. You hear me? And took him to his first NFL football game, and they actually won, man. They hadn't won since week two. So that was a good thing. You know, we just had fun, hung out with family, you know, seen some people, you know, seen some people you haven't seen in years and years and years. You know, that's a wonderful thing. So, you know, I don't know. All right, y'all, I'm waiting on you now. 347-838-8622. Ooh, call me. Talk to me. Now, check this out. We had another story, too. Let me get back to it here real fast. Now, you know, it's a teacher in school wrote on the chalkboard, if you are a Democrat, you can't go to heaven. What kind of mess is that? Once again, what kind of message are we sending out to our children? You know, in the words of late Rodney King, can't we all just get along one time? Just one time. And then after we do it one time, can we work a little bit more with that? Can we, please? Because you know what? It's getting kind of old now. It really is. This is getting old. It's been old, but it seems to get worse right now. So it's getting worse. So yeah, it's getting real old. Real old. And you know what? I was watching The Housewives of Atlanta. And you know what? It is a damn shame. We have black women, number one, who really aren't housewives, and they really not real housewives. But anyway, you know, to get on television and act the way they do, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not that it's like they glamorize being ghetto and being drama-filled. Let me go on to put it out like that. Yeah. You know, it's like they're publicizing drama. You know, and there shouldn't be any of that. You know, if anything, they should be setting some good role model type of stuff on the show. But it's nowhere near that. And then to add injury to insult, you know, they... oh, the brothers that they bring on there twisting the wrong damn way. You know, I mean, really? Can we get at least a couple of straight brothers on there, you know, that is a positive impact on the show? You know, we got these things coming on the show with their lips all made up and they say, hey, girl. And really? Somebody need to punch them in the damn neck because they do have an adamant. Okay, let me stop. I'm not gay bashing or nothing like that. I'm just saying, though, you know, when can we have some shows with some positive models, role models on them? You know, first we clamored and yelled and screamed, we don't have anybody on no black shows, on black TV, we don't know about black on TV, blah, 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 blah. So, what we do? We get them. And this is what we get. Drama, fights, you know, negative crap. Really? Come on, y'all. Come on. We got to do better. We got to do better. And you know, some of y'all out there, y'all dedicated to the show. Y'all dedicated to it. Y'all can tell me what happened from season one to what's going on now. Everybody that has joined, everybody that left. You're right. And then what they do, you know, when one get going good, what they came up with, the basketball wise. Of course, most of them are what? Black. And what they do? They fight like they crazy. You know, what is going on? What is going on, ladies? And the reason why I'm saying ladies is because that's what the shows are based on. Basically, women. The husbands, they play ball, and that's it. As far as the Housewives of Atlanta, I don't know what they do. you very rarely see the men. You know, it's all about the women. But when you see the women, what are they doing? Somebody's fighting somebody. Somebody has an attitude with somebody. Nobody's ever getting along. Really? That's what you want your daughters to see and be like when they grow up? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Hey, don't get mad at me now. Don't get mad at me. I'm just saying. We got to do better. We already got people like Rush Limbaugh and the crew, you know, swearing we doing, you know, we basically we need to go back to Africa because we not acting right. But damn, when you turn on the TV and watch things like that, what happens? Then you damn near make his point of form. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to talk a little bit, y'all. I mean, if you agree with me, I'm glad. But if you don't, hey, we can talk about it. All they do is give me a call, 347-838-8622. Yeah, we can really talk about this thing. And you know what else? And you know, why? Why are we, are they, I'm going to say, why are they, the producers on the show and the ladies on the show, why are they, how can I say it? Making our black men look so bad. And I mean, and what I'm saying is, you know, like I said, every time you turn around, you know, you got, I mean, and you got one to walk around in high heels. If he's still on there, they're still on there. I remember seeing that one time when I happened to be turning the station. I was shocked. You know, he walking around with damn high heels and pumps on. Really? Now, ladies, I know some of y'all got those type of friends, and nothing's wrong with that. You know, nothing's wrong with that. But stop, you know, we need to do something. You know, because we trying to raise men. We ain't trying to raise no he-she's and none of that, and no she-he's either. See what I'm saying? Now, if it should happen to happen to your child, I'm not saying abandon them. I mean, that's your child. Love them to death. But don't kind of push it and influence them. And that's what some of y'all do. You know, because that's your lifestyle. So, you know, some of y'all push them that way. Don't do that. You know, if they make up their mind that's what they want to do, let them do it. But don't push our children to that. And quit exposing them to every damn thing. Now, well, my child going to know everything. Some things a child don't need to know. Sometimes a child needs to keep their innocence as long as they freaking can. Because this world is not a nice place. So as long as they can stay innocent and be a child, let them. You know, it was a video the other day that somebody showed me where this little girl was had her butt all up against this little boy and grinding on him and calling herself dancing. And, you know, you see the adults in the background standing there smiling, talking like it was okay. That was not okay. That is not cute. Not at all. These are children. What are you teaching your child? To be a hoe at an early age? Basically, that's what you're doing. You're teaching her to back it on up. Hell, the little boy don't know what he's doing. He's just happy she on back on him. But she know what she's doing because somebody done told her what to do or showed her what to do. Y'all see my point here? I know it's after Thanksgiving, and it's kind of crazy and kind of heavy, but I'm sorry. I mean, it's just what's on my mind right now. And it's really sad. It really is. You know, it's really a very, 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 very bad thing to do, to see. You know, and of course, you know, there's an adult standing there recording it, and they think it's cute. Oh, look at my baby. No, look at your little hoe. Because that's what you turn her into. That's right. Let the children be innocent as long as they can. I'm sorry if I'm offending some of y'all. You know, hey, it's Monday. It's open mic. So you want to talk about something else? Call me. But until then, we're going to talk about what I want to talk about. You know what I mean? But we need to put more positive role models on TV, man. Because the Housewives of Atlanta, that's not a good role model show. The Basketball Wives, that's not representative. So I don't know. Rob said he don't have any sound. All right, Rob, you may have to come in and go back. Can everybody else hear me? I hope everybody else can hear me. You may have to come in and go back out, Rob. Or take the cotton out your ears. Okay. I can't resist that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, yeah, those are just some of the things that ran through my mind as I was getting ready to come on the air, you know. Lord have mercy. And, you know, it was another video that was shown where this, I guess she was Filipino or whatever, was abusing her child. I mean, when I say abusing this child was hitting the baby, just hitting the dang on baby. She kicked the baby, pinched the baby, just all kind of crazy crap. And somebody was standing up there recording that, too. I think they were Filipino or something, but that's not the point. Is there's somebody else standing there recording this, and nobody decided to do anything about it. Nobody. I couldn't even finish watching the whole damn thing. That's how bad it was. So here's my thing on it. How in the hell can we expect our children to grow up to be responsible adults and do the right thing when we as adults right now won't do the right thing when it comes to them? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know, some of y'all get into these little shows and you want your child to sit there and watch it with you. And like I say, y'all ain't doing nothing but teaching them how to be drama queens and kings. Do the funny walking men. Because that's all you're exposing them to. I know. I'm on a drive today. I think it's tired, y'all. I think it's that drive. Hey, Rob. Hey, Supreme. I see y'all out there, man. What's going on? Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, but I'm just saying, man. You know, some of the things you just have to sit back and think about. And then to top it off, we had this big thing going on Thursday. What they call it, Black Thursday? I guess that's the only time the white folk have used the word black and meant it in a good way. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all have never thought about it like that, I know. Because I thought about it when they kept saying it. Black Friday. Okay. But anyway. And then what we do, we get out there and we clown on that kind of stuff. Hell, you know, if you don't get there early enough, if they run out, they run out. You know, in Tallahassee, they had a shooting. Why? It's not that serious, people. Because the same thing they got on sale now, it's going to be on sale later, probably at a better price. But y'all, we get so caught up in wanting to get it right now because this the best it's going to get. You just dumb as hell. They're going to put it out there. Like today is supposed to be Cyber Monday. You know, they're good. We good at laboring things, huh? We label any damn thing. So it's Cyber Monday. So now you're supposed to go online and spend your money. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, some of you need to be careful because some of you live online. Now, if I was the way I was back in the day, I'd just go and set up me a phony site, get my little PayPal account done, and I'll give you some phony stuff, and I'll make me some money. You won't get nothing, but I have your money. So y'all be careful out there, and it's easy to do. So I'm trying to tell you, y'all need to be careful. You know, I'm good now. I don't do those sort of things anymore. But I'm sure somebody out there done thought about it. So if y'all out there participating in Cyber Monday, Be careful. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to say.
Now, what else we got going on, y'all? I see Supreme. Supreme, what you got going on, man? I see Rob in the house. You know, what y'all got going on, man? How was y'all holiday? What did y'all do over the great holidays? You know, what happened that you want to talk about, man? I know Supreme be doing him with his show, man, and Supreme be having some outstanding topics. He be talking about the police and stuff. I tell you, I ain't got nothing to do with the police because I feel like we should start tasing folk. I know. Just tase people, man. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's what we should have done. Should have tased some people the other day. Just to get them straight up and get them right. Get them right. Yeah. But what is really going on? You know what? I keep going back to Rush Limbaugh because it is really interesting and shocking. I mean, not really shocking because it's Rush Limbaugh. You know what I mean? So for the next 4 years, we got to hear all this, right? This rhetoric. And of course, we have our share of rhetoric we throw out there, too. And we do. But, I mean, really? Really? And I just thought, you know, and usually I laugh at a lot of things he say because a lot of things is just out there in left field. But I really did find that statement about that I found very interesting that Jamie Foxx supposedly said. Yeah, say Jamie Foxx said it. And he did. I mean, they played a strip. But once again, that shows how everything get twisted. And now, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, just go in. I'm sure the Soul Train Music Awards, somebody put it on YouTube or something. So go and find it and listen to Jamie Foxx's speech. All right, 910, I see you out there. Thank you for joining me today. Yeah. I see LT out there. Thank you, LT, for joining. And then I got me. All right, y'all. Oh, here we go. I see we got Poverty Supreme on the line. let's see what we got going on. Hey, Poverty, what's going on, man?
Highly blessed, brother.
Good, good, good. Well, what's on your mind, man?
So we don't have Thanksgiving in England, you know?
Huh?
No, I said we don't have Thanksgiving in the UK.
You don't have Thanksgiving in the UK?
No.
No.
Do you know the history on? Do you know the history on Thanksgiving?
Okay, I know what I've been told, but you go ahead and give me another aspect of it.
No, I don't. I want to know from you. I'm not from America. I don't know. So, you make me understand that.
Make you understand? Okay. A bunch of people. See, what happened was bunch of people got together. They was working together, so they decided to have a big dinner. You know, to be thankful, and you know that the people helped them raise their farm, so they wouldn't die, and so it became a big dinner, and then that's how it kept going. Okay, that was in a nutshell.
What kind of people? Protestants?
Hold on, wait a minute. Rob want to get some of this. Yeah, let that chef talk about it.
Ooh, brother. Ooh, how y'all doing?
We doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing, hey, brother, man.
How come I didn't see you this week? How come I never saw you last week, man?
Man, because I'm a chef, so, and I'm a caterer. So what a lot of work I had to do, put in last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
We missed you on the weekend, man. I told you that you should come to my show on Saturday. It's Relationship Saturday. Last Saturday was you would have loved it.
Man. I was resting up. I had a rough week, man. Rough week. But I want to chime in on
Eric, you should come in, you know, and hear my broadcast. You see what I'm saying, brother?
Well, I do, man, but I was in Florida, all right? So let's go on and get Supreme. I mean, let's go on and let Rob tell you what Thanksgiving is all about. Go ahead, Chef Rob.
All right. Now that definition you gave about the Thanksgiving is not at all. Hell no. No, it ain't true at all, brother. The thing about it is, it's just like the, you know, white people, you know, Europeans, always rewriting history and always put that part in, pretty much tell a story from the middle to create their own ending.
Uh-huh.
So the beginning parts of that of the Thanksgiving feast, some of the earliest stuff was they feast after they went and massacred Indians. That's what that started out to be. Just like Santa Claus. Another thing with Santa Claus. Santa Claus was some cat dressing up in red, running around murdering kids on Christmas. Mm. So every time you go ahead, look into these things that these holidays and they're the beginnings. Man, ain't no way possible that story is going to keep this put out. That this is going to go ahead and thank the Indian. Hold on, let me make this point. Because if you go ahead, you look. And you go ahead, you look at America, and what it was saying is they were having a feast with the Indians, and they were all lovey-dovey and all that other stuff. My biggest question is, how come that Indian population isn't equal to the European population in America? They were killing. That was some of the earliest killings they were doing, and they were feasting and having a party out.
Yes.
All right. That's what they were doing, huh? But that we see, we don't know about that part, see? See, that's why we have to educate folk. See, I like that.
Well, brother, is it going to stop you from still dealing with Thanksgiving, though? That's the thing. You know, I don't deal with no holiday. I understand Easter that comes from Greek. You know, the Greek men used to chase the women with an egg, and the woman would have a rabbit. You know, that's where you get the egg and the rabbit from. And then Father Christmas, that's St. Nicholas. And he's a damn paedophile because he used to give the little boys that he liked presents and the ones that he didn't like, or he didn't give anything to any, only little boys that he liked, he would give presents to. That's where that shit comes from. Straight paedophile. You look up the history on that shit, you realise it and know who this guy is. And if you check it, he only gave gifts to little boys that he liked. So that to me just implicates straight paedophilia. I'm going to say.
Interesting. Very interesting.
He was a Catholic priest or some Catholic monk or whatever. That's where you get that Father Christmas bullshit.
It's still a bunch of them. If you look and you research it, it's still a bunch of them stories out there. Oh, cats were running around doing that stuff. And the one guy, they were all from Scandinavian countries. And they were all Europeans doing this, and you celebrating these just like with the Christopher Columbus, another mass murderer. I mean,
of course.
Well, I agree with that, but you know, the ham be good, man. The ham and macaroni and cheese be on point. So,
okay. You know what? I'm just messing with y'all.
I'm just messing with y'all, man.
I love going ahead. I love those times to go ahead and spend time with my family. I do love it. But the premise of the thing is that's what's bothering me. You know, we need to go ahead and celebrate some stuff that go ahead and represents us. Not go ahead and support these things that will go ahead and show that, hey,
let me
the murder of other people.
What do we have right now that we celebrate that belongs to us?
Nothing. I mean, you go ahead
my
and look
point
at
my exactly.
Martin Luther King holiday, and people don't forget what Martin Luther King was. Martin Luther King was a radical, and people keep on playing these little clips to go ahead and show he was a bust. I mean, you know, show some of that stuff where he was talking about buy black only, do for black people, do for us. All this other stuff they're trying to show you now is like he was a big integrationist and all that other stuff, but no, he wasn't.
Oh, wow. See? Now, that's what he was. That's what he was. He was for integration and all that, the bringing together of the races. Huh?
Are you talking about Martin Luther the King?
Yeah.
Martin Luther the King.
He messed up everything for black people, man. Especially you guys in America. He messed up everything for you guys.
No, it didn't. He was setting it, and look, that's what I'm saying, but the message he was putting out has been rewritten and changed. Check out some of his earlier stuff, some of his unedited stuff, because you will see the clips and stuff on him and some of his books, some of his teachings. It was nothing like what you go ahead and see today. This has been flipped around to go ahead and see, make him seem like he was sucking up and he was kissing ass. He was a rat.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man. He's rolling with Messy Jesse and that next coup.
Look, Jesse, let me tell you something. The one that elders have pointed out to me about Jesse. Jesse is something, he's a happy come lately or something like that. Jesse was always there trying to be part of it. If you see some of the real check out some of the pictures, you see, you only see Jesse in the background or way, way. He was always trying to be right close next to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King didn't trust Jesse Jackson. Pay attention to that.
Listen, Elijah done say, I understand he might have changed later on, right? But, I mean, he was backed by Jews, and Elijah done say that he was doing the devil's work. And Elijah's never been wrong, ever.
Oh, really?
Elijah Muhammad has never been wrong. Elijah,
really?
You point out something that Elijah Muhammad's wrong.
Now, wait a minute. How the hell are you going to say a man walking the earth ain't never been wrong?
That the messages that he put out was never wrong. Elijah Muhammad.
No. I can't go for that one.
He said to black people, you got to do for self, or we're going to be in trouble. He predicted the fall of America once Wall Street was gone. And ain't that all that come? Ain't that
okay. Let me ask you this question then. Was he actually for the black folk, or was he trying to look out for himself?
He was looking out for the black folk. What are you dealing with? The only reason why certain black folk couldn't get in was because he put rules. He tried to follow the same template as Marcus Garvey. See, what made Marcus Garvey fall is he never had no rules. See, Elijah wanted only the strong. He didn't want no half-ass nigga. He still want all pork chop eating, jean wearing nigga in his team. He needed you to come correct, conduct yourself correct. He was forming criminals.
And that was the right way to do it.
What? Listen, brother. Who do you know now?
Go ahead.
He made a scholar out of Malcolm X. He made a scholar, and everything that Malcolm X was saying was off the back of the intelligence of Elijah Muhammad. He's the unsung hero. People talk about, you know what makes me, I don't like hearing people talk about Malcolm X more than they talk about Elijah. Elijah should be caught up high. It's because he didn't have the character. He didn't have them catchy things because he didn't try to put sugar on shit. You know what I mean? Like
that's because he was the one throwing the sugar on every damn thing. Let me stop. Okay, go ahead.
The devil all the way throughout his life. When Malcolm X went to Mecca, he came back saying the devil can be reformed, and that's the joke. The devil can't be reformed. It's just their nature. You might get one or two, you know, if you're lucky, but if they're not apologizing, you know, I can't really, you know. You see what I'm trying to say? Until you apologize, then, you know, we can deal with it. I could treat you on the same, on a level that I'll treat you as my brother. You see what I'm trying to say? Naturally. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I say Malcolm went over there to Mecca, and he realized it wasn't as
racist, man. The whole thing is racist, yeah? You see racism. You need to go to Asia. You see racism, my friend. You see racism. I've noticed a lot of Americans, they're not well-traveled, you know. I don't think you guys are well-traveled. I don't think you have been a lot of places.
I've been to Japan. I've been to Hong Kong. I've been to Manila. I've been to Pattaya Beach in Thailand. In Australia and up and down the west coast of North America, and I've been to Venezuela, brother. I travel and I'm saying
the majority of Americans, just like a majority of Brits, aren't well traveled neither. You know when I'm saying it, and you know there's racism in Asia, so thick, yeah, you could cut it with a knife.
That's in some places. Not every place, I'm telling you. Not every place. In Japan, in parts of Japan. Hold on.
They think that you're a movie star or something, man.
Hold on. Parts of Japan, I can kind of identify with what you're saying, okay? Because a lot of people just said, what I noticed was people that think that just black folks are just movies and entertainers. but still, hold on. But still, when it's other places I've been to, especially the Philippines, that really freaked me out because I know a lot of Filipinos here. When I got over there, I was treated a whole lot different over there being in the Philippines, and that really messed my mind. Oh, I went to Singapore. Now, Singapore is one of the places. I've seen brothers go here and kind of have a good time there, but that was my place. I can see it. I hate that damn place. I never go back. And if I see something that got this stamp made in Singapore, I want to break.
I mean, when you went to war, I know you've been around the world, Eric, you know, and you know that you went to Iraq, right? You was in Desert Storm, right?
Yeah.
And I know that when you went to Iraq, you could never have lived out there.
I could never what?
You couldn't live out there. Them people there would hang you, but lynch you within a year.
You know what? I never ran into any of that. I really didn't.
You was with the American Army. I'm saying if you were to live there as a citizen.
No, it would be different for Eric. It would be different for Eric. versus black man born there. Okay,
yeah.
It's gonna be totally different, which is fucked up. But it's gonna be totally different for him. He's gonna be treated like a white person.
No, not necessarily. If you go places like Dubai and you crash into one of them, crash into a car like an Arabian car, or something, you know, one of them rich people. It doesn't matter what you do, you're guilty. Especially if you're a black man, you get put in prison. And you won't come out, it would take your organs in them ways, and China as well. You got to be
careful. I don't know about all that. But anyway, hold on, we got another caller want to get in. We got another caller want to get in on this. Good afternoon, you're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, gentlemen.
Well,
this
hello,
Mr.
Solution.
Next to health, theology, and of course, finances.
All right.
Racism. How about it?
How about it?
I love that.
Oh yeah.
It was a good dialogue earlier on. I think you just tear the guy to pieces, you know.
Huh?
You know, I like to have a little dialogue with him, you know, and just break him down, you know.
You're talking about the white racist assholes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a piece of them now and then.
But the show's dead. When you're not there, I just turn it off. I fast forward. Once I hear your voice,
wait a minute,
yeah.
Okay, y'all can talk about that later. Let's get back to what we were talking about.
Out there, Eric. Steer it properly. Now, I think the biggest issue regarding racism, I highly encourage you guys, and I don't know if you've done it yet, Eric, but to read Dr. Anderson's book, Claude Anderson's book. He's written a number. He's a prolific author. But two of the books that I think are most relevant to this subject are Black Labor, White Wealth, where he defines the problem, and, of course, Powernomics, where he offers the ironclad solution to the problem. Have you read both of those books?
I'm reading Powernomics now.
All right. Do you enjoy it so far?
So far, I do. It's very, very good. Some nice points in it.
Right, and he's a businessman, so he knows business from inside out.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, most blacks get around, and I don't really like to participate in these bullshit conversations because they don't talk about the power that they currently possess. Blacks, the playing field is as level as it will ever get. It'll probably decline from being as level as it is now. So what you need to do is buck up, man up, woman up, connect with each other, and then empower yourself. All groups respect power. By you sitting back bitching and complaining, first of all, it's worthless. It's a waste of time. Number two, it doesn't get you anything. Learn the system. Learn how the system works.
I agree.
Become personally solvent. That will empower you. It sickens me. It makes me want to regurgitate to see people who otherwise have skills and abilities and knowledge sitting around with their thumb up their asses talking about something that is absolutely worthless. Empower yourself. I see people come over to this country who can't even speak the language. And you have no idea what a detriment that is when you can't speak the language. That is a real, real downer, not being able to speak the language. But yet, based on their collective desire and input and determination to win, because we are in a race. We're not, we're one race, but we are in a race. That means we're in competition for goods and services. And so what happens is the group who doesn't know how to play the game loses every time. There's no way for you to win unless you learn the rules to the game. Now, I explain about the three, and you can recite them if you want, Eric. And the thing about this, this is the sine qua non, without which not. If you don't have these, you won't advance. You want to state them, Eric?
Okay. 1 month's salary saved up. I mean, 1 year, I'm sorry, not 1 month, dang. 1 year's salary saved up. Let's see. I got the, I always get the elimination.
So you need
make
to
sure all your bills are paid. Make all sure all your bills are paid.
Right. All your monthly bills are current.
Right. And
1 year's salary in reserve. That's what the financial planners tell us we should have.
And make sure you had elimination within the last 12 hours.
Right. And those three combined create you from, in fact, they allow you not to be distracted nor toxic. And you can talk about the other part. Remember, all medical journals tell us the major source of any disease or the exacerbation of any existing disease is what? Stress. Right?
Right.
The major source of stress is what?
Money.
Right. Lack of money. Not money.
Yeah, lack of money.
Yeah. It could be the proper management, lack of it due to the proper management. Now, many people earn enough money, but they don't know how to manage it. So they're still without it. They're in debt. And so debt is a great stressor. And what we're talking about when we said stress, Eric, if you remember last time, is the smooth muscles inside your blood vessels and your digestive tract. That's where the stress that you don't detect that destroys your immune system. It allows all opportunistic diseases to break your ass down and cause you an early death. So what you should be doing, if you don't know what to do, read a book. Ask someone. Don't just be this ego-driven jerk who just sits around impotent, doesn't know what to do, doesn't know how to do it. Life is a little bit complicated, admittedly. But learn how to do something. Kick ass daily.
Daily.
Daily. Stop this fucking whining. I hate it.
Woo. All right. I know. Go ahead, Supreme. I know you're biting at the bit. Go ahead.
No, I ain't got no. If Mr. Solutions is coming here to get at me, you know, I don't know.
I got something to say.
I'm saying this is what I try to preach. My show might sound like the certain topics might sound like that's what I'm gonna do, but it's not moaning. I'm trying to tell people the same thing. So if you listen to my show for the full 3 hours, I mean, I start off slowly, just get into the roots of the problem. And then basically that's what I basically tell people at the end. I'm not really into the moaning and, you know, that's what I'm saying. Well, I don't know why we're complaining in a system that is against us. Just like what Mr. Solution is saying in a nutshell. We might as well just try and build. We've got to keep on moving. If the devil's going to knock down our castle, we've got to make it stronger the next time. Got to keep on building and stronger and stronger. You see what I'm trying to say? If you keep on kicking down my house, I'm going to build it back stronger. So you can't build it, so you can't knock it down. You see what I'm trying to say?
Look, we knocked down more of my own houses than anybody else does.
Yeah. Can I say something before we get too far?
Go ahead.
We've got to work more harder because, like I say, wherever the white and the black dynamic exists on the face of this planet, of this earth, the white man is at the top and the black man is at the bottom. It's just a hard, straight, real truth reality. This is the world that we live in. And even when you go to a black African country, the lighter your skin complexion, the easier it's going to be for you. The darker races is always at the bottom. That's just how it is.
Well, that may be true. Well, that's not always true. Actually, individuals actually overcome that. But, Eric, what I would say you do, and this is true all the time, this is amazing how phenomenal this is. Whenever I talk to a person, I always want to find out where they are personally. Screw their beliefs. I don't care about their beliefs. I want to know where you are personally situated. If your ass is broke, you have a problem. You have a problem that only you can address. And that's what so many people are scared of doing. I don't want to sit down and talk about the problems of the world. I want to talk about your ass. Well, mine first, then yours. Because my position is people come from their core. You can all, like I just finished with the racist asshole, and I enjoy his show. I boost his ratings because I just come to him with the truth, the unadulterated truth. And sure, I'm a little bit direct. I'm a little bit passionate. Sue me for it, okay? But the point is that I like to bring the truth. There's nothing more exciting than the truth. And most people are like maggots. They're human maggots. They love the crap of life. They don't like to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and get what they need and shut up. Life is about joie de vivre, the buoyant enjoyment of life. Not complaining. What does complaining get you? Nothing. Nothing. You just get with a group of whiners and you all are singing the same damn tune. Woe is me. F that. I want to hear a solution. The solution is becoming personally solvent. You're in a capitalistic country. That cannot be overlooked. Become personally solvent through your creative genius. Get your relationships straight. Get your businesses booming. And there you go. Issue solved.
Wow.
Hello.
All right.
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Let me chime in something that Dr. Solution said earlier when he was talking about the people coming to America and don't even know the language. And let me show you how they prosper, because they go ahead and find other people who don't know the language and they stick with themselves. We also need to pay attention to that, because you got people coming from Europe. They come over here. It's like Chicago. I live in Chicago. This has the second largest Polish population outside of Poland. So they do a lot of business within themselves and for themselves. Hispanics come up here, do the same thing. I see Asians come here. You got a Chinatown in almost every city in America. They doing business within themselves. To go here, just to go here, to think about people when they, because they don't speak the language and some people put them down, I think that's wrong. I think these are stuff that we really need to pay attention to. They sticking with their people because that's their people. We got a lot of us don't want to stick with our people and put each other down a whole lot of times. And then something else you said about complaining. Complaining, for me, when I see people complain, I think complaining can lead to a lot of solutions. I think complaining can go ahead and lead to a lot of stuff, because if you don't talk about it, how you other people going to know about it? So the people that's complaining, that person complaining, okay, he might be the person just running his mouth, but somebody's being affected by that conversation.
Well, I agree. Wait a minute. First of all, I like that. I don't have a problem with that at all, and that is true. But I mean complaining being the means and the ends in and of itself, and that's what most people complaints represent. They are not complaining to draw out the problem. You're right. In logic and problem-solving techniques, one must first clearly identify the problem. You're halfway to the solution by accurately identifying the problem. It's just like when I used to be in math class and my teachers would teach me how important it was to set the problem up correctly, especially a reading problem, but a problem period. Set it up correctly.
So complaining is still a good thing, because that person is asking.
Most people don't know how to carry it to the next level.
Okay,
and that
but
is
you, like
to
I
develop
said,
a viable solution.
But like
most
I
people
said,
know how to like, be happy.
But
and
like
I understand
said,
that. They've never studied it. And that's
like,
why I call in. That's why I'm here right now. To
you call it on that.
I'm sorry, you broke up. Say that again.
As you agreed with me now, right, that wherever the white and the black dynamic exists, the white man is at the top, the black man is at the bottom. You can't show me a country in the world where the black man is at the top of the white man. You can't show me anywhere in the world where the lighter-skinned, fairer-skinned black man is below the darker-skinned man. You can't show me anywhere in the world. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you shouldn't really get at black folk for complaining. I ain't got a problem with that, but we got to talk about at the same time. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got a problem with black. Black folk can complain all they want. That's cool. But once I hit you with a solution, we got to try and do get out of that. We got to try and have a solution, just like what Chef Rob was trying to say to you, brother. I think you've come with a lot of energy, and I feel like you itching for a debate. You can't win on this one, Mr. Scrooge. You can't win.
Well, what do you mean you can't win? You can't win what? What can't be won? I didn't
You can't win this argument that even if you really agreed with what I was saying. So, black folk, yeah, if it's unfair, if I bring you to my house, right, and I bring another man to my house, and we're eating a meal, and I always give him more portions than you, naturally, you complain because I'm treating him better than you. That's only natural for you to complain. I don't think anything is that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
and you that when the white dynamic exists, the black man is when the white man is the top. Yeah? And you agreed with me on the cast thing. You
Eric, he's coming in choppily. Can you?
Yeah, I know.
What
yeah, Supreme, you chopping up.
I'm gonna call back in.
Okay. Well,
okay.
May too want to get in on this conversation, so let me bring him in. Ooh. Hello,
well,
May too.
What's going on? I try to avoid Mr. Solutions normally. if I hear him on the show, I go to another one. No, I'm just kidding. Hey,
why the hell do you try to avoid me?
Now I'm just playing, brother. I was actually calling in to say that the shortest answer to success is, and the pathway to success is exactly for the individuals, is exactly what Mr. Solution said. I mean, it really is precise. Quit bullshitting. Be creative. Most of the ones, and I'm in a lot of groups, most of the groups, you sit around and talk and talk, and as soon as you ask niggas for $20 a piece, they ain't got it. And so he's absolutely right. That and it needs to be kept that precise and that short. Because as soon as you try to make it bigger than that, right, then you get into the weeds. get off your ass, hustle all day, like he said, go get it. Quit bullshitting and quit talking and go get it. And if you ain't at that level yet, then you don't even need to be talking in no group setting.
Now, I'm not saying it's super easy, although it is easier than most people think. But look, if you don't know something, ask somebody. I asked someone. I have sat around people, the most arrogant bastards in the world, men and women, and they know they don't know. They're sphincters. Sphincters are tight. They're all stressed out, but they're so damn arrogant. They won't stoop to ask someone. And remember, the twin companion of arrogance is ignorance. Your ignorance allows your arrogance to grow, and then they both kind of insulate and work in concert to cripple the individual. I tell people all the time, you can go to a search engine, and if you don't know shit from Shinola, just type it in the search engine.
Hey, hang on. Can I say something? Just at a minute, this is at minute two. But I need a little side. Don't come at me. Side.
You're still real choppy. We can't. You're unintelligible.
Yeah.
What?
I can't hear you.
eligible.
Yeah, you're broken up.
Okay, at any rate, am I still on or did I drop?
Yeah, you're still on.
All right, get Dr. Claude Anderson's book. I beg you. Damn it, I don't often beg. Please, get Dr. Anderson's book, Powernomics. I see the necessity for what I call rebooted ideas. Your ideas are defunct. They're not working for you. It's just like I said to Eric, I made it very clear. I don't want to hear shit you have to say, because the first thing I'm going to do is look at you. I don't care what you have to say. I want to look at your life. If your life is effed up, you can't pay your bills, you're clogged up, your colon is blocked, I don't want to hear what you have to say. End of issue. I want to know the source that I'm getting my information. That's all I'm saying. And look, the other thing is, I'm not being too hard. Damn, people tell me, they say, you're so hard. One attorney I was having this discussion with, she says, hello, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, I hear background. But the point of it is, you know, we are not used to hearing the truth. So someone who brings us the truth, it sounds like, well, I think what she says, well, you're brutally honest. Yeah, that was her word. I told her, I said, that's oxymoronic. I say, those are mutually exclusive. I say, please explain. And what it came down to is she admitted people, including her, just weren't used to hearing the truth. She says, yeah, what you say is so simple. It's so basic. She said, but it sounds brutal. Because I'm not used to it. Well, that's not my fault.
Right.
Get your own life together. Ask somebody. There are people out there, for example, who would love to give you advice. People who have become successful love to share it with worthy people. Now, they may tell you, read a book. If they tell you to read a book, what they're doing is they're vetting you. They're seeing if you really are interested. Because they don't want to waste their time. And they know if you don't read that book, you're not serious. So they'll say maybe, well, read this book. That's usually what they'll say. Or read this article. And then if you read the article, now you will develop a different language. You'll develop the language of solution, and you'll be able to talk to them more intelligently. And they will be able to transmit their knowledge of success to you. But a person who sits around and bitches and whines all the time, screw that. Learn how to become solvent. Learn how to get yours. Be healthy. And then you will be one of a few, of a growing few, that can actually relate to each other and build something. Because it's like I said a moment ago, when you're distracted and toxic, you're worthless to your own life. You follow that?
I follow that.
It's like a man on a rack. You're being stretched. And so you're worthless. So that's the thing. And a lot of people reject knowledge because they love confusion. You may not believe this. A lot of people, I call them, some of them are human maggots, whatever, but they love the shit of life. They don't like healthy information. They don't like healthy anything. And they always find something wrong with everything. And then when you look at them and point out how unsuccessful and undeveloped they are, they get further pissed off at the truth. But that's all. It's real simple. It's not a hard thing to do. Get Dr. Anderson's book, Powernomics. I would, if you're slow at reading or don't like reading a lot, that's a problem. But you know, you can skip the black labor, white wealth, but you need to understand, you need to increase your understanding. When we go to college, they really don't teach us how to live life, for the most part. What they do is they teach us in specialized areas. It's just like Robert Kiyosaki talks about. He talks about financial intelligence. They generally don't teach you that in school because it's better for you to be an employee. work to make someone else rich. But even in doing that, Eric, you can still be more self-improving and self-oriented to improve your own self. You're happier when you're on top of life instead of at the bottom of life. And if you can't pay your effing bills, and like I say again, you're all clogged up, literally full of shit, you're not going to be of much use to anybody, including you.
I agree. Hold on. I think Stan wants to get some of this, too.
Hey, Clark, how's everybody?
Hey, we doing good, Stan. How you doing?
Yes, lately. I've been listening to you. You can't handle Stan. Stan is walking over their lies.
Oh, what you got to add to it, Stan?
No, I have to agree some stuff with Mr. Solution. We need to learn how to create money instead of working for something. So too many people think that having a job is the ultimate thing. And when you come down to them, like Robert Kiyosaki, one of the people I read that I love so much, he said, job is just over broke. And when you tell that to people, you say, you need to know that whatever you learn in school and everything, you need to use it so you could produce something. Because it's either you have two things to see in your life. Either you're going to do your dreams or you're going to help somebody else create their own dream. And when you're working for somebody, you're not doing your dream. You're helping somebody else create their own dream and get more financially free, and you'll be basically just being in the rat race for the rest of your life. We need to change that. We need to tell the truth to the people. We need to tell them what is, like Robert Kiyosaki, the four quadrants. What is a business? What's a business? What's an investor? What's an employee? What's self-employed? How come we have inflation? How come, what is the federal tax? All those things, we need to know those things. Because like you said, Mr. Solution says, in school, we don't teach the real thing. We need to teach also in school how to deal with relationships, how to deal with conflict. Those are important things. Because if you're not financially free, and if you don't have that inner peace or that self-control, you're done in this world. You're done. You will get basically walked on by people. You'll get used on by people. And then you'll come back like, Mr. Solution, we have the same philosophy, like a victim. You're not a victim. You have to go get the information to the people who have the information.
Can I jump in there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the things from a solutions standpoint, that's right along the lines of what Mr. Solution said, but this is particularly for, say, African-American males who, may not have any technical skills, right, that may be listening or something like that. One of the things, and I think this is very critical, when Mr. Solution brought up the idea of reading and the Internet, you almost don't have an excuse not to be able to acquire intellectual skills and knowledge and how to maneuver in and out of system, how to develop different hustles and things of that nature. Information is there. If you're not lazy, all you got to do is start. And Dr. Bobby Wright said this. He said, just because you're out of work don't mean you have to be unemployed.
Yeah.
Meaning, get your ass down to the library, get your ass on this computer. There's all types of skills and things you can begin to pick up, and then that will give itself momentum when you get off your ass and begin. Spend 5 or 6 hours at the library and reading and shit. You ain't working. What else you doing? It's around playing them damn video games.
Hey, I'm playing video games.
and more importantly, talk to someone who's successful.
Successful, exactly.
I mean, it's more important. Reading is good, but look, if I need an answer to something, and I almost feel like it's too easy, I will look up the person. Well, normally I know where to go to get it. But a person who writes a book, the author is superior to the book. if it's a good author. So you can ask somebody. A lot of people already know what you, I told this racist this morning, racist white separatist. I told him we're in different dimensions. He lives in a lower dimension. And he doesn't understand when we're debating, he's like a big, fat, juicy marble ribeye to me with all the damn trimming. He doesn't stand a chance. And I tell him how stupid he is. Now, I boost his ratings. I like his show. Let me say that. I like his show. And it's called No White Guilt. And my friend there, what's his name? Poverty Supreme. He comes over there and listens, and I think Eric has listened once or twice.
Yeah,
but it's
I have.
A fantastic subject. It's a very cathartic opportunity. Sometimes I get a little bit heated, but that's okay. It's very enjoyable. But I let him know he's just spewing bullshit, and he's stupid. But he, from his core, he is suffering. Just like a many, now he loves to race bait everything. Everything to him is race. Everything to me is not race. I don't give a shit about your race. What I care about are your ideas and your character. That's what I really care about.
Then
okay?
you're not agreeing with Dr. Claude Anderson, because Dr. Claude Anderson is talking about black first.
Yeah, now this is where we will go downhill disagreeing.
Wait a minute. No. What Dr. Anderson is doing, understand what he's doing. He talks about you've arbitrarily been assigned to a race, a skin color team, and usually you have to play with your team. Now, America, remember, historically, race was never operated in the world anywhere like it was in the so-called peculiar institution. Everybody around the world got their evil, racist ideologies from America. Hitler got his racist-ass attitudes. So America carried racism to the nth degree, and they did it for the purpose of profit, to manipulate a particular group, to steal one group's land, to steal another group's labor.
That wasn't America. They started that plan well before they go ahead and establish themselves in America.
I'm sorry, what?
That wasn't America that started that. The Europeans started that. They started that. They established themselves with that well before they came to America.
I understand that, but I'm talking about what happened in America. Because, Australia and America were types of penal colonies. A lot of people, white Europeans, knew head was taken out of the noose. And they were allowed to come to this, quote-unquote, new land to get a new start. In other words, they said, you're shit here. We're kicking your ass out of the country. They were run out of the country, in other words. And they sent a lot of them to America. And they came here and ran roughshod over the existing people. And I explain this when I'm talking to the white racists. Just because people are squabbling does not give you the right to come in and take their land. Because I gave him the parallelism or the analogy when America was fighting a civil war or the Revolutionary War. Would it have been right for another country just to come in and say, hey, they're fighting like a bunch of fools, let's just take everything? And he said no. And I said, well, why? Because of his self-interest. I said, well, that's it. You're only concerned about your self-interest. So the point is this. At a certain point, we do have to get beyond strictly race, because race is not even a scientifically significant concept. We're all of the same race.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, you know what? No, man, I got
this is where he turns it into like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He starts out good, but then he goes into this we out of world shit.
No.
Well, what I'm telling you is this. If you always go with race first, that doesn't profit you. Sure, work together, supply your own needs. No one is saying that. And Dr. Anderson doesn't teach
hate. So when is black people?
Wait a minute. Let me finish this point. Dr. Anderson doesn't teach hate against any other group.
Right.
He does say work with your group for your own best interest.
Okay.
Okay, I got my fucking best interest.
what he's talking about is your collective political identity, your collective social identity. So he's talking about now moving forward as a group.
Well,
make
I understand
sure whatever,
that, but most people
yeah.
can't move forward as a group because
right.
they haven't moved
forward
as an individual.
Right, 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 right.
a chain is no stronger than its weakest ass link.
Yeah, but I think you're digressing now based off the what caused us to respond was the point that you made about you didn't care about race. Which
well,
I understand
at a certain
what
point,
you're talking.
Race is not the issue.
Well,
it's your character. It's who you are.
Eric.
I mean, wait. Let me put it to you another way. Some people who are of your same race are dogs.
Right,
you're no fucking good.
Right.
So don't fuck with them. Don't
right.
fuck
okay,
with them.
But that's my point. But so
don't
look.
Fuck with them.
Well,
I
but that's different
like
though.
That.
Now, that see, you can't. That's why. Okay, this is what Dr. Anna was saying. Now, see, he would advise against any black saying what Mr. Solution said. He'd never say that. You should know that all people in your race, some of them are full of shit and you wouldn't fuck with. That still don't mean make the statement, I don't care about race, I just care about character.
No,
you
what
never
I'm
make.
Saying
that
is,
never come
at
out
a
of your
certain
mouth.
Point,
that's
now, you may not have reached this
Batman.
Point. At a certain point, a person's character and their personality become more important. Because if I ask you, what is race? Tell me, define race for me. Before we go
man,
on.
You're talking crazy enough. Man, you're going to tell me that in America, where white wealth is 20 times greater than black wealth, we should be talking about let's be buddies and friends when they stole my ass.
It's actually more than that. It's actually more than that. But define, wait a minute. Hold on. Before you go further and just go on an emotional odyssey, tell me what race is.
I'll give you my definition.
Define that.
Too. Okay. And you're absolutely right. It's basically, it's a man-made construct. It's a man-made political construct. That's the core of it. And it was a man-made construct for particular reasons. And it's also an extension of family. So what is it? It's a group who identifies themselves as having some connection together, and they use that identification for the purpose of amassing resources and power.
Okay,
wow.
So what do black Americans
what?
What do they identify?
See, not, oh, that's what you mean.
Wait a minute. What do black Americans say that again? You say it's a group of people who are based on some concept. What concept do black Americans agree on?
they don't agree on none. They don't even have an identity.
Wait a minute. According to your own definition, then they're not a race.
Wait a minute. You said black Americans.
Black Americans.
That's what you said. You didn't
so
say Africans.
Where do black people come from? That is not black is not a race.
Right.
No.
That's right, because he didn't say race. He said black Americans.
Eric,
right.
This is getting a little bit heated because
there's no knowledge really here.
What
I'm
asked is
Joe wants some of this too, so let me bring Joe in.
Yeah, but let me just finish this thought. Hi, Joe. I asked this gentleman to give me a definition of race.
I just did.
He was so hot in the pants about race being an important issue. And he told me it's a group who identifies with a particular concept.
It's
and
a
then
man-made
I asked him
construct.
The next question.
It's okay. I can explain it better than you because it come out of my mouth. But go ahead. So what was your next question?
My next question, you already answered it. I said, what concept do black Americans agree upon? And what
and
did you
I,
answer?
And I said, they don't even have an identity yet.
Bingo.
That was my word.
Go.
Bingo.
Okay, so
I mean, what that don't prove anything. It's just a fact.
Something. It proves that they don't have a race consciousness.
Well, I agree with that. Oh, I never said they had one. You said what was race in general? They don't have one. They don't even identify themselves with Africans.
All right, Joe, go ahead.
No, I can't even get into this, man.
Well, and he shouldn't get into it.
This is too good.
Yeah, and he shouldn't get into that.
Well, I could, but I'm saying...
Why shouldn't he get into it? Well, what's wrong with him getting into it?
Well,
Maybe he can bring some enlightenment. What the hell?
Well, he don't have an issue. He's
what?
Yeah, he don't have. They understand who they are.
Let me ask you this question.
Why is it divided amongst different ethnicities?
Hey man, listen. This is why I said he shouldn't get into it because we know that the entire world is screwed along the racial lines. And we know it has always been that way, and it's maintained that way. So anytime you hear a white person talking about, hey, let's just forget about it, the wealth and the power has always been screwed along race, even if he don't know that. So that's why I say, don't let nobody sidetrack you coming in here talking about, let's just, we out of world shit.
Anybody who knows me,
I understand what you're trying to say, but what you need to understand is this. You really don't have a basis. All you're doing is going down the road in a clusterfuck. What happens
if they listen to you, that's where they're going to be, in a clusterfuck.
Wait a minute, hold on. Black Americans, for the most part, do not agree on anything, not consistently. So the point is that whites have pursued they've done some abuse. There's no doubt about that. And I ripped the white racist ass apart. I ripped them a new asshole on what they have done. But that doesn't excuse the race that claims victimhood for not holding up their part. If somebody knocks you down, if you have the strength, get your ass up and try to keep them from knocking you down. But if you look at the behavior of many blacks in America, they fight each other. They're their own worst enemy. And
Mr. Solution, you're acting like there's not an equality between black and white. I'm sorry. As a black man, there is an equality. I could be the most PhD degree person in this world, and I'll have less chance than a white dude that has a bachelor's degree. So
how do you wait? Hold on. How do you know that unless you test?
Because it's been proven by many people.
And let me tell you how to win. There.
Solution.
Let me tell you how to win.
It's not happening. It is happening. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Black men,
this is the point.
That's just like
when women say, "Well, they're paid less than men," and I say, "Okay, prove it. Give me a case where that's happening."
What?
I don't disagree with what you just said.
As a black man, we have
this. Finish this point. A lot of what you said has to do with your lack of.
Are you going to tell me?
What you just said has to do with your lack of group power. Okay,
right.
But your group power is something that you have to establish.
Right.
And if you can't blame whites for your incompetence. This is where I would agree with the white racist separatist asshole. You can't just make an unsubstantiated allegation. You've got to have evidence to prove it. Now, when you can prove it, you can empower yourself to deal with the issue. But just to pull something out of the ether and say, that's not going to fly.
What fucking country do you live on, man? What's wrong with this shit?
What is it that you? Wait a minute. Hold on. We talked about solutions. What is it that you want that you don't have? Right now. One at a time. Eric, can you do a traffic control?
That's what I want. If you're a black man, you should have the same opportunity as a white person, and you don't.
That
is bullshit,
though. No, it isn't. No, it is. I'm going to answer him into the fray here.
Everybody, hold up for a minute.
Number one, I did an experiment a few weeks ago. All right. What happened was I was on a show that I usually go to, have gone to in the past few years, an all-black show. You know, 90% of the shows here on BCR, especially about relationships with blacks. But in any case, I asked, they were talking the same stuff. Okay. So I said to the host, I said to anybody who was on the line, because we were talking about business enhancement, my experience with trying to give people marketing advice, and there was another guy on the line who had experience in trying to give people business plans, but people didn't want to listen to him. All black, okay? So I said, okay, look, I want to name the guy's name. He was the host of the show, and I said, why don't you do an experiment? Or anybody here do the experiment? He said, okay, I'll do it. I said, go to as many banks as you can. Find out if they will give you a business loan. Come back next week and tell us what the results are. Took them five banks. Black guy. took him five banks to find a bank, and it wasn't his own bank. Five banks to give him what he called, not what I called, but what he called a secure bank offer to give him seed money to open up the business. In 1 week.
But the key word was a secure, though. He puts them up first.
No, I'm not talking about, well, if you're talking about collateral, everybody has to put up some sort of collateral.
Yeah, that's true,
okay,
but
that's not what I meant.
Let me ask a question.
Go ahead, let him finish.
Let Joe finish.
And then what I mean by secured is that he felt that the offer that was made to him was really a sincere one. That's what he meant by secure, okay? But Eric's
okay.
Right, too, because I don't think you can get a loan without offering collateral and good credit. That's normal, okay? But Stanley was right up until a few years ago when the Community Reinvestment Act came into play and a few other acts came into play where the politicians said, give some favoritism to minorities. But what happened was the 2007 real estate crash because they gave a lot of favoritism to minorities and tried to rip them off and did. But Stanley's right. Up until a few years ago and prior
to
2007.
Wait, Joe, you didn't add in the high interest rates on those loans either. Tell them about the high interest rates on those
loans. No. They were subprime loans. They were the same subprime loans that that whites got. That's why whites and blacks suffered over, what is it, $100 billion in real estate mortgage from 2007 through 2008, 2009.
Ooh.
But as far as I'm concerned, it was a plot to get everybody to go broke. The thing is, though, is that the argument right now today is, are blacks being offered the same opportunity in terms of getting a business as whites? Yes.
No, Eric, hold on, listen, man. This is where you have to produce. Now, I'm going to agree with Mr. Solutions again, because it's a fact. Anybody can say anything out of their mouth.
God. All right.
But the issue of access to capital. See, the issue of access to capital inside America along racial lines, the numbers answer that question. So you don't have to hear no hyperbole bullshit.
And
the banks are being sued right now for that same issue. Hold up, everybody. Wait a minute. Supreme, go ahead. Supreme been waiting for a moment, so go ahead.
This is a question to me, too, and this is a question to Solutions, right? All right. Now, do you both agree that wherever the white and the black dynamic exists, the white man is at the top, the black man is at the bottom? Okay. So
no, I didn't agree to that. You didn't ever ask me that.
Wait a minute, it sounds like you do.
No, you didn't ever ask me that.
No, you're the one who can't define race. You're the one who's saying you sided with Stan.
Well, you weren't even on the phone when I gave the definition of race. Now how you know I can't define? You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. If you're having an internal family fight, he shouldn't even be.
What internal family
he's
fight?
Here for confusion.
He's
here for confusion. That's what he's here for. He's here for confusion, particularly when
you're
talking about some internal
problem. Then there is a problem.
And he don't have, and it's not a problem in his race.
Wait, let me tell you, it's not a problem
for Europeans in America.
One of the biases lies in that. People from different regions speak similarly, even if they're different, so-called. I'm just going to use the term. I know it's not significant, but if they're of different ethnic or what we call racial origins. Now, you may be going by what you think Joe is just from his articulation, and that's the reason I say we have to look at where we stand personally. Because there are a lot of blacks, let's just take this for example. There are a lot of blacks in America who do better than many whites economically. Now, I have stated that two white men, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, collectively have a higher net worth than the entire 38 to 40 million self-identified black Americans. And I use that to point out the huge imbalance in wealth. Now, part of that is because whites have their own businesses.
Blacks, man.
Wait, let me finish the point.
Yeah.
Blacks generally do not have a means for capturing, recycling, and enhancing their wealth. So like Dr. Anderson said, on the eve of the Civil War, 98% of blacks worked for whites. That's because of slavery. You come full circle today, 21st century, still 98% of blacks work for whites. Now, I understand, I was just reading about the Tulsa race riots. I understand about Rosewood, and that was horrible. And I point that out to the white racist assholes. But the bottom line is, that doesn't explain the lack of entrepreneurship in the black community.
But see, this is your fault, Mr. Saluda.
Wait a minute, hold on. Because ultimately, you are responsible for yourself.
But let me say, this is where it does,
hold on.
Okay.
No one else can be responsible for you. You can bitch and moan till the cows come home.
That's two different things, though.
But you are going to have to do it. Now, I'm not sitting
but,
here.
Wait, but Metu, how do you say that I don't go through racism and I live in Britain? Is that what you're trying to tell me, bro?
Wait, I ain't said no shit like that. But look, I ain't said nothing like that. Man, what are you talking about?
Well, have you ever been to South America?
This is what Mr. Solution.
Bro, you said that I'm here for confusion. I pay my money out. I have my own show.
Huh?
That try and educate the family out in here. You understand?
Let me see. The Poverty Supreme, I'm just going to say P.S. for short. P.S., what you need to do, now you are, you're ferreting out the ideas, you're working with the ideas, and presumably you'll come up with solutions that'll make you happier than you are. Now, I recommend therapy to everybody, because this is a hot issue.
I ain't wasting
like,
my money on no therapy. I'm going to keep this liquor and work, and if I need no therapy, I'll find a way. Hey, fuck all that.
Is a bottle of Jack Daniels therapy enough? But look,
hell,
seriously speaking, though, these are hot-button issues. I understand that. And I'm just saying, for some people in whom it causes a lot of stress, maybe they should seek, you know, competent counseling or therapy. That's okay. But the point is this. Ultimately, hold on. Ultimately, your team, your group, has to go into the huddle and come up with a winning plan. If they don't do that, no one is going to fight your fight for you. Fuck it, forget it. You are going to have to do it for yourself on a personal and group level. And until you learn to do that, you're just complaining in midair. Nobody cares.
You said that you've been reading Powernomics. You need to also see that video.
I read Powernomics. Go ahead.
Here we heard that. Okay, let's get the word count out. You need to go ahead and give somebody else a chance. What you were not going ahead and repeating is some of the stuff from also that Claude Anderson video about Powernomics, when he's talking about the Monopoly game. When
right.
he talk about the white started out with $1,000.
Right.
And then he talk about Asians starting out with 500 and Indians starting out with maybe something like that. But anyway, the whites are starting out with $1,000 and blacks are starting out with $50. You
oh,
trying to
you guys stop
out,
it. Jesus.
No, hush. Let me
yeah,
hush.
Right. Yeah.
So you understand. That's what he's trying to say is we all starting out on equal footing, and that is not true.
No, that's not what he's saying.
Who said that? Wait a minute. Is this Chef Rob?
Yes, it is. Come on, holler.
You have some too many spices in your cookies. The point of
I hope I don't blow none in your face because it'll wake your ass up. You need to.
That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, well, other than bitching and complaining, what is your solution? My solution, first of all, is personal enlightenment. Become informed. And then connect with people who can help you get to where you want to go. What is your solution?
I'm doing that and then some. I've also created a program to get people involved in farming and agriculture because this country started out with farming and agriculture. And
I agree with that. Like Dr. Anderson says, they should connect with some of the historically black universities. First of all, they already have the knowledge, the plan for success. It's already there. It's been there for years.
No, it actually haven't been in the black. You said the black colleges?
It's in the black colleges.
Shit,
they know how to,
shit
like the black farmers.
Okay,
Dr. Anderson talks about a vertically structured business where you own everything from origination to sales.
Yeah.
So they already know how to do that. Like Dr. Anderson focuses on, say, fish farming. And he has a fish for him, I believe in D.C. somewhere there. He has several. But the point of it is, and then if you look at Target Market News, they already know what black Americans spend most of their money on. But guess what? They buy it from other people. So none of their dollars are recycled. So therefore, politicians can't even do anything for you because you don't have a place, you don't have a repository for politicians to invest in your community because you don't have businesses.
That's
so you
right.
should go to your churches and say to your churches, look, you're getting all of this money. You have the parishioners to support a good grocery store, a well-stocked, if we could say, black-owned grocery store, because every other group has grocery stores, and you know it because you have to shop at them.
Yeah, but this is the one point that Mr. Solution makes, like that kind of where he actually goes outside of the box and could send blacks as a group down a dead end is this. When he says, well, I know about the Rosewoods and the things of that nature and all of these organized communities that we had thriving, he's absolutely right. Now, but what in bridging the gap between us having that then and not having it now is crucial information before you just take off running now, and that's this.
I'm not clear on what you mean. Re-explain that.
Okay.
You don't know what you're chatting about, man.
That's over your head. It's over your head.
Have you been to New York, bro?
Hello?
Oh, we have a new call, I think, Eric.
It sounds like somebody having a problem.
It's not my phone. The factor between what happened to those functional black communities and where we find ourselves now, just talking about in America for a second. What drives something to a national, what gives something national momentum is what happens locally and then it spreads. What happened with the black communities, take any industry, the black banks, black-owned stores, all of that stuff we're saying we don't have now, we've already had it at once. So it's not nothing new. All right.
Yeah, but you always need to eat, you need money, so you need it again, you need to reestablish it when the momentum is stopped. Start it, restart it.
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't have to restart it, right.
You have to restart it, I am saying that.
Okay, so but when the momentum is stopped, you do go back and look at what were the causes of the momentum to stop. The reason you do that, so your stupid ass don't do the same thing again.
Thank you.
Well, I don't disagree with that. You just got to do it. You got to follow the Nike slogan, just do it.
Yeah,
and
but
what
I don't
find
do anything.
Too many people bitching and moaning and not doing a damn thing. They're not even doing it in their own personal lives. That's where you start. A journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. So the first step in this reconstruction of momentum is with your behind. I started to say your ass, but I said your behind.
I agree with Mr. Solution.
Well, I don't disagree with that either. I mean,
well, then it has to be done. Let me tell you something. It's just like when we talk about dating. If women initiate contact with men, something starts. If you go out there and get with a person to get yourself solvent, whatever you need, especially for poor people. Now, the white racist assholes talk about America being the best country in the world, and I correct them on that. I say, nope, that's not true. I say because it's the best country in the world for poor people who don't have anything. If you go to Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
And why is that?
Yet there are very wealthy people in Haiti, and they live well. They have their money in other banks, maybe not in Haitian banks, but in other banks, and they do real well. So people with money can live, can and do live anywhere in the world, places where you don't think are so good. They tell me they have homes in Haiti that put those in Beverly Hills to shame.
Yes, they
do. But my point is this. If you don't have what you need, stop being an arrogant, ignorant asshole and start doing some research and asking somebody so that you can acquire what you need. That's the first step to success.
And I don't think nobody disagrees with that, Mr.
Yes, they do.
I don't think
they
nobody
disagree.
On the phone disagrees with that.
Wait a minute. Hold it. They disagree in behavior.
Dude.
They disagree in behavior because they're not.
They disagree with that. Yeah, I disagree with that.
They disagree with it in behavior because they're not doing it.
Right.
No,
I agree with that. That's right. That's why they're doing it. Because they think they're not doing it. That's why they disagree.
Okay. Let's say that, bro. I was part of all the Pan-African movement. If you're crazy, you know who I am. Because when he used to come to England, I was his bodyguard. I was his security everywhere.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about Aswa Crazy. I'm trying to tell you, I was on all the Pan-African movements. But I'm a hustle. So now I have to do my own thing. You understand? So don't be telling me about I ain't doing that and I ain't trying. I paid my money to have my own radio station to try educate people. If you haven't listened to my station, bro, you haven't listened to any of my shows from top to bottom to ever actually understand what I'm trying to do. You understand? Don't be coming up telling me about, I'm in a confusion and I ain't doing nothing, yeah? You're broke, you know. I know you're probably broke.
Well, see, what we would have to do there, if you don't mind my saying so, is England has different laws than are in America. For example, two laws are, number one, they don't have freedom of speech, as P.S. explained. And the other difference, a large difference, is loser has to pay in court disputes. And so that makes a huge difference, because a lot of times when a company is sued, even though they may not lose, they may change their policies based upon the outcome of that lawsuit. But the point is that the laws are a little bit different. So what we would first have to do is look at the laws that govern the particular thing that we're talking about and maybe see how they differ, because I know wealthy people in England live well. They live above the law. That's true of most people that are wealthy. They actually live above the law because they have the power, they have the money. And what Dr. Anderson, he defines power as the ability to overcome opposition. That is, when people come against you, if you have the power, politically, social, whatever, you can overcome their opposition. And it's concentrated. It's a concentration. And so the gentleman earlier who talked about, well, blacks having a common concept, well, he said they don't. So you can't even define blacks in America as any kind of cohesive group. And just because a person looks...
You're right. I agree with that.
And just because a person looks a certain way or even speaks a certain way does not categorize them in a certain class.
Dude talking in circles.
I mean... Okay.
Hello?
No, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, so what has to happen is say what you want, define what you want, and then just simply go about asking somebody or researching how to get it. It's a very simple process. It's very simple.
You know what, man?
But, Mr. Solution, if it is so simple, there is so much... I'm sorry, Mr. Solution, I'm reading a book that talks about what you're talking, which is The Price of Inequality. That's basically saying that we're getting to the point that rich people are getting richer and the poor people... Basically, we're going to have two classes. We're going to have the rich and the poor. We're going to... Suddenly, the middle class is going to be gone eventually. So when you're saying so simple, and it's not.
Well,
she's
not.
Stanley, what you have to ask is how does that affect you and what do you want to do? See, that's all you can do.
Well,
how does it affect you?
Let me tell you how it affects me. That's why I decided to have my own business, because for the last 8 years I was working at, in a corporation and doing everything, working my butt off. But every time I would ask the boss, look, I've been doing this, and I need to have a better salary, the boss would be looking at me and say, well, sorry, sir, we can't do it. But if I would look at the CEO or all the people in the top, they have no problem giving themselves 15, 20, 35% of augmentation, and the bottom would have nothing.
Are you happier now, Stan? Are you happier now as a result of that career move?
Of knowing that I have to take the decision to have the direction of my life and to contribute. It's different. It's harder. But I know at least I have control of my money. I know I could do. I could go get a higher salary and go get I have clients and things like that. I have control over that.
And what gave you some change?
But let him answer my question. Are you happier now? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yes,
are you happier now being more
now,
in control as a result of the career move?
Yes, I am happy.
Hey, well, that's a milestone. Be grateful for that.
If it wasn't for him complaining, he wouldn't have been in the position he is today. So complaining is good.
But he took action, yeah.
Right.
What else do we see? A lot of people, I used to work in mediation, and what happens is a lot of people like complaining more than solution.
Right.
Because a solution is less drama. It ends it.
Right.
And a lot of people are married to problems.
Hmm.
Well, what I have experienced is we're not honest with ourselves. And when we do get done talking, and now it's time to get our hands dirty, and now we need specific skills and resources and or connections, nobody has any at the round table, you see? So now we've spent 2-3 hours bullshit talking, and when we got done, we needed a resource or a specific skill or somebody with some specific connections, and ain't nobody got shit.
Well, then that's your fault.
Well, I'm not
I agree with that.
Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, that's another, you know, that's something else. I was saying when you're analyzing what happens when blacks get together.
You're right.
You
brought up those three components.
Huh?
No, those three components. You brought the lack of resources, the lack of skills, and the connection. Well, if you have a lack of skills, you go to college or you read books or you become an apprentice or you do things on your own. For the lack of resources, go and get the resources. And for the connectivity, the connection, connect with other people on your own. You know what? I've been on these fucking shows before, and I've said, why don't you guys take down each other's emails? And then nobody does it.
Yeah.
So,
I feel like my responsibility is, with what I know, is to make sure I don't disarm black people by saying it's that easy. Particularly when they're living in another man's culture. It is not just that easy.
Well, it's not
See,
that
we
easy.
Disarm, what we do is we disarm blacks, and then they turn into bourgeois blacks once they do get something.
Well,
no
that's
identity.
Well, that's
no
black,
identity.
Black problem,
don't,
not a white
don't
problem.
Unify, huh? Don't unify with blacks and then look back at blacks and say, man, y'all ain't shit. See?
Well, then why are you blaming whitey?
Huh? The word blame never came out of my mouth about white folk.
I'm not blaming culture. And that you're being held down because nothing is
easy because of the white man.
I'm
telling the truth about the culture. That's not blaming you. To me, that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to feed me before you feed your own kids.
So what's this whole conversation about? Everybody should be agreeing on the same page.
White people are not supposed to feed blacks before they feed themselves.
Right.
Now, if we don't know that, we the fucking fools.
That's
and
right.
And they're not going to feed us before they've gotten enough to eat for themselves.
Then what can I again, my question is, then why is everybody – then everybody should have agreed when I first got on the show about 35 minutes ago, everybody should have been on the same page.
No.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
No.
Some of these guys on here don't believe that, Joe. Some of them believe in that we are the world shit.
Because Joe.
Well, they ascribe that to me. When did I ever start singing Kumbaya?
But Joe, not everybody has the same choice.
But you know the words, Joe. Come by.
Yeah, but Stanley, is it hard? You better believe it. But the thing is, as I said, I asked the guy on the show, black guys that go out, ask a bank, how many banks? You know, it's not going to be given. It has to be
given. No, it's not going to be given. I'm not saying that, Joe.
Right.
But black we are having discrepancy between, like I said, the rich and the poor. That is happening, Joe. You can't tell me. It's not normal.
Well, the middle, you know why the middle class
example,
is disappearing?
Perfect example.
And
Joe.
Yeah.
Perfect example. When the 2008 happened and all those CEOs of banks were doing something that was that me and you, if we would have done it, would have been in prison in 2 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? They did that. Did you hear any of them going in prison?
And they're not. You know why? Because they're in bed with the government.
Because their uncles and nephews and nieces is the judges and the prosecutors. Come on, man. We acting like we kids on here. They're not going to go.
This is a fucked up.
If you have that, Joe. If we have that example.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's kiddish talk.
You have equal opportunity.
No such thing.
That example, that saying, we didn't arrest any person in the bank that were responsible. We didn't arrest the guy of Lehman Brothers that was responsible, even though he got $50 million a year. And he was responsible for closing the fifth bank in the world. He didn't get no responsibility.
Stan, you're not that naive, are you, Stan?
No, he's
not. Are you that naive, man?
He's talking about the people in power, and everybody here agrees with him. But the thing is...
We got 9 minutes left.
Good grief. All right.
Well... Go ahead.
Okay. Agree. Go ahead, Joe.
So that's the problem. You can't tell to the people of our society we're equal people, but those people are rich. They have a special case, so those people will be protected. Even though they do wrong, they'll be protected. Don't worry about them. They could steal with you. They could do all the crazy things, but don't worry. They're okay. But if me and you do it, tomorrow the police comes over and I'm done.
Hey, there ain't no society on this planet where the concept of equality has a one definition and everybody agrees. That's an elusive term that don't even exist. So anytime you hear somebody black, oh, I just want equality. What the hell is you saying? I want equality.
Well, I want justice for all. If you do,
see, there we go again, justice. You see that? Those are loose bullshit terms. Equality, justice, freedom.
Then what is it that people
bullshit.
Should strive for then?
How is that?
Equality and everything. How is that? People
ain't that right?
Hey, you. Let me show you. I'm gonna give you one definition why they are relative terms. Because I just give you one example. In the O.J. Simpson trial, I'm just using this as an example of the relativeness of justice. Wait a minute. You had one group crying and shit, talking about it was injustice, and you had another group dancing, talking about it was justice.
What the 001.
Yeah, but people were dancing, but it was justice because it was the first time that a black person won money.
I use that as an example to show you,
like,
Stanley, that
doing it.
Those terms are relative to a power structure.
Oh, no. Ain't not in accord with what is right. Wrong.
What is right? What?
Yes, that is what's right. That's what I should be. Equality.
Everybody got different definitions of what is right, man.
We live in a society. There's no equality. There's no justice. There's no fairness. So what's the American dream?
Hell no.
No justice. No equality. No fairness.
The American dream is to go. The American dream is to go to China.
But, so
what's the famous American dream that we're all
hey, man,
saying that no, America is the best?
Hey, Mr. Solutions. They don't need powernomics yet. You need some damn kindergarten books on baseline politics, baseline nation building, and baseline
Anderson,
race
Anderson.
Relations.
Eric,
economics will be over their right. head.
Well, this is Mr. Solution. I know this is...
Hold on, wait a minute. Everybody, slow down.
This is going to be a review for most of you, but I'm going to suggest... We can have this conversation again, but I'm going to suggest that everybody take a CBT course in basic problem solving and logic. Just take a basic course in logic. Now, I'll go ahead and give you the logic. The transitive law of equality and the law of non-contradiction. Use those two, and you'll be able to climb yourself out of the morass that it seems that you're in.
You
and
know
be
what?
Happy. What I would like for you guys to do is to be more fulfilled and be happier. It sounds like a lot of people sound that way. I don't know if it's really that way, but it sounds like you're angry and you're bitter.
Oh, yeah, I'm angry.
Off.
Yes, I'm angry and I'm bitter. And what's wrong with me being angry and bitter?
But Mr. Solution, why should we not be angry
about,
and bitter? Mr. Solution.
You guys are...
Eric, can I
put
a small comment?
Mr. Solution. Nobody can hear you, Stan. Nobody can
hear
you. All right.
I think a lot of people that go take Mr. Solution classes need some fucking refunds.
Mr. Solution, get
the fuck out of here.
All
right. Okay. Go ahead, Stan. You got a minute.
Look here. I think that's you coming through. You're going to have to work on that condition now because you sound like a rather progressive person, and that stress from your bitterness is not going to serve you well.
Okay. Okay. Can Stan get his – go ahead.
Go ahead, Stan.
Mr. Susan, you're saying to us that, oh, I don't understand why we're unhappy and mad and things like that. We came with a perfect example of what happened in 2008. And I'm hearing Eric that said there's no equality, there's no justice.
I said that.
Freedom.
Eric didn't
there's
say
no
that.
Fairness.
I said that.
There's no this, there's no that. And you're coming to us and say, I don't understand how come people are mad. Because all those things used to be the American dream. All those things used to be, you did something wrong.
How old is Stanley, man?
I'm 35. Things change now. Now I'm seeing people,
no.
It's okay. It's
okay. Okay. All right. All right. We're going to leave it right there till tomorrow. We're going to leave it right there till tomorrow. All right.
All right. Goodbye, people. Right. Good night.
But well, we can do this till tomorrow. All right.
Thank goodness. Good night.
Solution chewing on rocks. He ain't smoking them. Cracky.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, y'all. Another outstanding show. Hey, I'm telling you, man, you can't beat this. And if you listen, I hope you're taking notes because there's some good stuff being given out now. You know, they may be on each other, we may be on each other, but there's some good information being put out there. Hopefully, y'all taking a little bit of notes, learning a little bit of something. All right, well, ooh, what a great day. I'm telling you, way to start the week off. All right, tomorrow we're going to have another great show for you. And, boy, I tell you think this one was hot today? Join me tomorrow because I got, oh, boy, do I have one for you. You ain't going to find out unless you come to the show. I'm telling you, you got to come to the show to find out what it's all about. Yeah, I know, Stan, we need to finish it. Trust me, we're going to get to finish it. Believe you me. But... Until, yeah, hey, man, it's been a good one. I'm tired now. I got to go to sleep. I just got in from a 17-hour drive, so, yeah, I'm tired, y'all. Hey, check this out, though. Hey, make sure you hug that someone special. Tell them you love them, you care about them, because, you know, you never know. You never know when they won't be here. And let's see, what else I got to say? And that's about it, man, because my brain has just stopped working now. It really has. But you know what? Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Hey, your support is much appreciated. And, you know, I just love it the way y'all make things work for me. All right. Well, that's it for me. And I'll see y'all here tomorrow, man. Have a good one. I'm out of here.